Over the last few months, there has been a lot of talk of this so-called Paralympic effect, and I have now been asked to put my two pennies worth into the mix. I think it is important to firstly say I did not have the opportunity to watch the games, in person or on TV, because I have never been interested in watching sport and did not want to start now, and also that I was in Belgium at the same time it was on, at a disabled windsurfing camp. I have always loved taking part in sport, as opposed to watching it, and especially when it includes wearing a wetsuit. I was very nearly a Paralympian in the 1990s, as a cerebral palsy swimmer, although since I used a swimming jacket, the politics of the sport got in the way and I never got the chance to compete. So I have seen that the Paralympics is not always perfect and there is a darker side of the events, and this leads me well to my observations. I feel in terms of the actually Paralympic effect, there seems to be two main camps of opinion on which the effect was. The first is that the Paralympics was a form of disability utopia that has changed the country and people's attitudes on disability forever, but can we really expect what is such an elitist sporting event to have just a big impact? People talk about what the Paralympic Games did for London, but I think the real question is what did London do for the Games? It is clear to me that in terms of a wide range of aspects including rights, support, social care, and attitudes, that we can see the UK is the best country to live in if you are disabled, which certainly does not make it perfect. We can therefore see how the London Games has indeed raised the profile of the Paralympics, but we're going to have to wait the Rio Games to see how long-term the effects were. Another way the Paralympic effect has been viewed has been a negative one, where charities like Scope, and so-called disability activists, has jumped on the bandwagon and used the Paralympics in their anti-government rhetoric. They argue that for the average disabled person, the Paralympics has not distracted from the supposed hardship that disabled people face from this government's welfare reforms. Scope has particularly used, or maybe abused, the Paralympic effect to imply the reality is there is increased hate crime, where a majority of disabled people are facing abuse, as benefit scroungers, a term popularized by themselves, as opposed to anyone else. This use of the games to promote a prejudiced victimhood viewpoint of the games is unhelpful at best, and in reality a damaging insult to those who participated in the games and disabled people in general. I would like to argue that there is a third viewpoint that is a middle way between these two previous viewpoints, and the one I would like to propose as my own viewpoint. I believe it is important that we see the Paralympics are just as one factor of many that has assisted to raise the profile of disability issues. I remember growing up as a teenager in the 1980s, no one talked about disability, and as someone in a mainstream school, which was very unusual in them days, I felt like the only disabled person in my town at times, certainly at my age, and level of intelligence. Now disability is center stage and everyone seems to want to be disabled nowadays. The politics of disability has peaked and the Paralympics has been a part of them, adding another dimension to the public's understanding of disability. Contrasting the media's portray of disabled people as vulnerable and/or freaks, we must thank Channel 5, amongst others, for keeping the concept of the freak show as entertainment alive and kicking, being as unhelpful as ever. One of the consequences of the Paralympics was Channel 4's decision to finally commission a full series of I'm Spasticus, the irrelevant prank show involving disabled cast members, which I am very proud to be a part of. The pilot was first broadcast in 2005 and while it came close to being a series back then, it was felt the British public were not ready for it. It is extremely unusual for any pilot to be finally commissioned 7 years after it was originally made and I was both shocked and delighted it was. The fact that the second series demonstrated that the Paralympics had helped widen the public's appetite for a new generation of disability-themed programs. It is true that the Paralympics has widened the public's awareness and interest in disability issues and the trick will be how to keep this going in the long term, and use it to challenge the perceptions of disabled people as merely vulnerable objects of pity. I fear the public still see disabled people as a single homogeneous group, who all think the same, and this is not helped by the fact many disabled people think this themselves. We must start showing that disabled people are diverse individuals that have their own unique wants, desires, aspirations, goals, likes and dislikes. I have been very fortunate that to have the opportunity to challenge the current perceptions of disability by blogging for the Huffington Post. For those of all you have read my blogs, you know I do not mince my words and that I am very happy to be considered an individual, even if that makes me unpopular in some quarters. Some of the comments I have received sadly for me reflect the amount of prejudice there is for disabled people as contributing citizens, often my disabled people themselves, and reminds us how much work there is still to do to improve things. To summarize, I have taken a middle ground in terms of the Paralympic effect as I recognize the complex issues involved. The Games has certainly helped the situation, and it has been wrong for some charities to abuse the portrayal of the Games to reinforce their need to keep disabled people disempowered. The Games was, however, just a sporting event, not a political one, and it is wrong to have put so many expectations on the Games to radically change people's attitudes to disability when it remains such a complex and diverse issue. The Games must be seen as a part of a wider informal movement of action that is helping disabled people to achieve their status as fully contributing citizens, in the widest sense of the meaning. It may therefore be indeed some years before can we truly understand the full impact of the Games on the public's perception of disability.